than a gaggle of geese. More fun than a room full of wombats. Able to reach huge audiences with a single broadcast.
Listen, coming from that speaker, it's talk radio.
It's an audio extravaganza.
It's the Outdoor Journal.
Yes, it's the Outdoor Journal radio show. Champion of equal rights for people who like to fish, hunt, camp, and otherwise play outside. Valiant, courageous fighter who fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the Canadian outdoors. And now, another exciting episode in the adventures of Outdoor Journal Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us. I'm Angelo Biola, Outdoor Journal Radio on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Stephen Labadie over there. Good morning, buddy.
When, how are you?
No time to get out of the PJs this morning. A little rush.
You think these are PJs?
That's a PJ. I've slept with better looking PJs than that.
They're palm trees, man.
Palm trees.
Getting ready for the sun because we don't have any right now.
Yeah. Andrew Holland today at the Fan, along with Jessica Ellis, keeping us on the straight and narrow.
Yes.
What a crazy piece of weather we're having.
Oh,
it's total insanity out there. It looks, yeah, I'm driving in. To me, it's early spring.
Yeah, it's, you know, weird.
I
mean?
I just want to remind folks, of course, you already know, I don't need to remind you, that if you were planning on, I don't know how, but doing some ice fishing in the next little while, you can. Lake Nipissing, apparently, Lake Nipissing is good. Good to go. But around the Lake Simcoe, you know, the Barrie area, that area is being hit the hardest, apparently, with this rain. If there was any unsafe ice there before, after the weekend, it probably will not be. So just use caution. Yeah, all I got to say.
My cousin's getting into, well, I got him into fishing last year, and he's been texting me every day, let's go ice fishing, let's go ice fishing.
Where? Where does he want to go?
That's what I told him. Like, look at the weather outside. You can't go anywhere right now.
I know.
I'm definitely not going out in ice that's not that thick.
The folks down in the Bay of Quinte are having at it with walleye down there, let me tell you, because there is no ice, and therefore they can go out and do their thing. So, anyways, just be cautious. That's all. If you haven't heard, we are giving away, a matter of days from now, we're giving away a Garmin Chart Plotter GPS map unit, the 8412 XSV.
Yes.
And all the bells and whistles that comes with that, valued at nearly $5,000. That's being given away on fishingcanada.com. If you have not been there yet, shame on you.
Yeah.
Fishingcanada.com. Go there, enter contest. There's a big enter contest button there somewhere. Push that button. It'll take you to the contest page. Answer a series of questions. If you have difficulty answering those questions, there is a hint button right there on that page, a hint button. You push the hint button, and it will get you to the answer.
Mm-hmm.
Put the answer in. It's a multiple-choice question. Ballot goes in the box. Do that every 24 hours between now and the end of the month. And you could be well on your way to being the talk of your fishing community, because you'll have the latest piece of technology available to mankind in your hands. What you do with it at that point, well, who knows. But at least you'll own it.
Still a disclaimer.
It's right. It's a Garmin a chart plotter GPS mapping system for a marine application, obviously. It's 12-inch, 8412 XSV, complete with all the new imaging technology available to man, including panoptics, by the way, and live scan. Both.
Crazy.
Yeah. Anyways, every 24 hours you can re-enter and assure yourself of a good chance of winning. Obviously, the more ballots you have in the box between now and January 31st, which is when the draw will be made, the better your chances of actually winning the unit. That's all I need to say about that. Justin Bieber in the news. You know about Justin Bieber in the news?
John told me.
Oh, okay.
But what?
Apparently, you know, and I hate that. It's an awful thing. Don't get me wrong, because I had a little skirmish with it myself. It's an awful thing. But the fact that celebrities are starting to come out, and announce that they have possibly contacted Lyme disease is kind of good because it does bring mainstream media to the fore and, and starts talking about it, right? But anyways, Justin Bieber, not that it's good that he's got Lyme disease by any means, but Justin Bieber announced this week that he's receiving treatment for Lyme disease, which is the same treatment that I was on this past summer. And the reason that we were even talking about it, as I said, it's a high-profile individual, celebrity status, and therefore the issues will come to light, hopefully, through something like this. There's lots of information out there online. The best thing that you can do to protect yourself is to arm yourself with the knowledge of what Lyme disease is, how you can prevent it, and more importantly, how you can treat it. And a lot of great websites. Just go in, go on net and look for Lyme disease. But one that we can certainly suggest to you is called CanLyme. That's CanLyme.com. CanadianLyme.com, obviously, is the name of it. But CanLyme. And it's probably the best, certainly an excellent source for prevention of Lyme disease, but one of the best that I encountered when I was running around saying the sky was falling down because we had, I had been bitten by a tick. And so we had to take precautions afterwards to make sure that it didn't go any farther. Anyways, Justin Bieber, Lyme disease.
Crazy. Interesting.
Tuna King, the Tuna King pays $1.8 million for a tuna.
That's a lot of money.
Well, that's exactly what I would think when I see that. The Tuna King, as he's called, is a Japanese businessman, Kiyoshi Kimura. Kiyoshi Kimura. That's not bad, huh?
Yeah,
Kiyoshi Kimura.
Sounds good to me.
Anyways, he paid $1.8 million at the Tokyo market for this year's most expensive tuna sold. It was 608 pounds. So that worked out to $2,960 per pound. And these are U.S. dollars, by the way. So you can automatically add 35% to that. Anyways, that sounds like a big price, right? Actually, it's a deflationary price because last year's fish at the same time cost $3.1 million. That's over $5,000 per pound.
My goodness.
So we're in a bit of a recession. Tuna eaters are not bellying up to the sushi table as much as they used to. But can you imagine that, paying that kind of, but you know, when you think about sushi and how expensive that is, and you know, it's a 600, 700, 800 pound fish, that's a lot of sushi.
That's true.
Do you really care about any of this?
Well, it's kind of weird because
you look, I'm looks like I'm putting you to sleep.
No, I'm just thinking about the expiry date on the fish.
Oh, the expiry date.
Yeah.
No.
You know, you spent all that money, and then all of a sudden you open her up, and she's sort of expired.
You eat it anyway, so because you got too much money in it.
That's true.
Dr. Steve Cook will join us today. He hasn't been on the program for a bit from the Cook Lab at Carleton University. He'll be joining us to talk to us about a life and death of bass under the ice. Recently, there was some images being passed around on the internet about, you know, bass under the ice and what they're doing, and they look like they're huddled down and sleeping and all that stuff. So anyways, we thought we'd have Stephen Cook on the program to talk to us about that and other things, bass and fish in general.
Very nice.
Now, here's one for you. Can algae offer a solution to greenhouse gas emissions, Stephen?
I'm going to say
if
yes.
If you were to guess, would you say yes?
I would say yes because it's on the show. It wouldn't be. If, no, and then on the other show.
No, it was a trick question. I just thought I'd throw it out there and see how if I could lead you astray.
Oh, okay.
No, of course the answer is yes. Otherwise, why would we be talking?
Exactly. That's what I was saying.
Yeah. Anyways, Markham-based company. The CEO is a gentleman by the name of Steve Martin, says absolutely yes, and they're doing it. The company's called Pontec, and Steve Martin, the CEO, will be joining us to talk to us about this latest breakthrough and how they can actually capture carbon dioxide and turn it into a commercial product.
Oh,
through this algae greenhouse thing. Fascinating. Best-selling author Timothy Weingard will be joining us. He is also going to be live at the Royal Ontario Museum this coming Tuesday. And why is he on the program, you might say?
Yeah.
I'm sure you would. Well, because he authored a book called The Mosquito, A Human History of Our Deadliest Predator. It's a fascinating read. And he's going to talk to us about all of that. Now, here's a, you know, we've been saying that the mosquito is the deadliest predator on Earth for some time. This book kind of underlines that. The mosquito is apparently responsible for over half of all deaths since the beginning of time.
No way.
Half. So half of everybody who has ever died on this planet can be connected to a mosquito bite. The total estimate is 52 billion deaths.
That's crazy.
Wow, that's crazy.
And we're outside every day getting
Exactly. You know, you guys are sending me out there every day to the front lines.
Get that hazmat suit on.
You know, you don't care. Why did you get paid for it? That's all you care about. Send the boss out there to fight those deadly mosquitoes.
Sure, let's go with that.
You know, what do you mean, let's go with that? That's what happens here.
What's on this show, Ange?
Did I tell you? I've often been fascinated with this, and okay. I'm sure you have too. Like, you know, when it's really, not now, obviously, this story does not, we were hoping, when this story was booked, we were hoping we'd be deep in the, you know, minus 40 degree Januaries that we normally get, right? But anyways, but I always wondered, what do those little birds do when it's freezing, especially at night?
Yeah.
Like, especially when it, at night, when it's minus whatever, and the wind's howling, and like, what do they do? Like, how do they survive it? Well, a lot of questions will be answered today on the program. For example, do they suffer hypothermia or frostbite?
That's a good one.
There you go, see? On the program today, why am I laughing? I think this is fascinating.
I don't know.
Ted Chesky is a birder, and he works for Nature Canada. And he's going to be joining us to talk to us about that and a whole lot more about little birdies this time of year. Apparently, because I don't know this for a fact, but apparently it is possible to be the mother of six children, hunt and fish, be a member of Cabela's Pro Staff, author books on cooking wild game, write magazine articles and blogs, and have your own TV show.
That's called multitasking, and
apparently that's possible. Tammy Wood will be joining us. She is from the Fraser River Valley in British Columbia. Very nice. I have not met this young lady. I haven't seen any of her work. I'm dying to talk to her in the program. Let's get a move on, Stephen. And now a little behind the scenes look at what's happening on Canada's nationally televised fishing program called The Fishing Canada Show on Global Television Network, coast to coast to coast to coast. At border. On this week's Fishing Canada Show, Steve Nedzwicki, the latest member of the Fishing Canada crew, is in the rapids area of the St. Mary's River in Sault Ste. Marie with a local fishing guide who we've had on the program numerous times,
yes.
Tyler Dunn, a wonderful angling genius, as I like to refer to him as. Anyways, he's taking our very own Steve Nedzwicki out on the St. Mary's River, which is in his backyard. And they're after a rare fish, certainly rare in these parts of the world, the Atlantic salmon, quickly becoming rare everywhere, dying off everywhere. Anyways, they have Atlantic salmon apparently in the St. Mary's River. And featured on the Fishing Canada show will be the Atlantic salmon, along with Steve Nedzwicki and Tyler Dunn. Airing right now on Global. I'm watching it right here as I speak to you on Global Television Network. If you cannot watch it because you're listening to us, I don't know, you may be laying in bed, you may be in the basement, in the car,
yep.
Walking your dog. You don't have access to a television set right now.
So go to www.fishingcanada.com, click on episode schedule. The next broadcast date's right there, or check it on Global BC channel at 1 o'clock.
And while you were there on fishingcanada.com, don't forget, there's a plethora, an array of entertainment and education waiting for you on fishingcanada.com in way of fishing information and adventures and programming and all that good stuff. Answers will come from fishingcanada.com.
Yes.
And while you're there doing that and watching the Fishing Canada, don't forget, enter in the Garmin free giveaway that will be coming up the end of this month. Free. Did I mention it was free, Stephen?
No.
No. Absolutely free. No charge. All you do is go to fishingcanada.com and check it out and make it happen.